Take your Bible, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. The sermon is entitled this evening, Sheep in the Midst of Wolves. Sheep in the Midst of Wolves. Matthew chapter 10. Once you find chapter 10, find verse number 16, and then stand with me if you would, please. Matthew chapter 10. Find verse number 16, and I'm going to read the passage out loud. You can follow along silently. Again, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16, the Bible says this, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpent and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak, for it is not that ye speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the city of Israel till the Son of Man be come. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Help us as we look at the book that you wrote and the thought that you've given us in it. Help us to be wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Help us to understand the truth of the scripture tonight about the sheep and the wolves, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a seat there, let me make a very, very quick presentation, and that's this. In this story, the sheep are God's people. That's saved people, you and I. The wolves, those are lost people, and those are people influenced by the devil. And he is the ultimate wolf, if you will. Mrs. Owens and I took her out to eat the other day, and we ended up at a place called Famous Pizza and Subs. And I ordered a sandwich called some call it a gyro, some call it a gyro, but it's Greek, and it's made of lamb. And how many of you have ever had I've never had this response in any invitation before. But I really enjoy it, and that's what I ordered. And I was thinking about it. It's the same place where Tyler and Rachel had their rehearsal dinner. And I was sitting in there, and I was getting ready for my sandwich, and I got to thinking about the lamb. The lamb. Now let me explain something to you. Sheep, of course, are they're gentle animals, and they don't have big sharp teeth. But wolves, they're totally different. Wolves are totally different. The Malpasses were in Alaska for years and years and years. Jeremiah Malpass and I were sitting in my office many, many weeks back, and he pulled out his phone and he showed me a picture of a friend of his that had killed, I think it was four wolves. They were huge. The man was probably 6 foot tall, and there were four wolves lying one after another. And then the man laid down by these dead wolves, and the wolves were as tall as the man. Wolves can weigh up to 175 to 200 pounds. They could get up to 3 foot tall, and we're talking about standing on all fours. They're anywhere between 5, 7, 8 foot long, depending on how big the wolf is. Now, they're totally different than the sheep. Sheep don't have sharp teeth. Wolves do. Sheep are non-aggressive animals. The wolf is aggressive. A wolf can take down a big old elk or a big old moose that weighs 1,500 or 1,800 pounds. Earl and I were talking about it earlier. That old wolf can clamp its jaws down on an animal's bone and just snap it. They're very, very aggressive. Now, when you and I, we think about sheep, we see like this little fluffy thing here, and you think of a sheep and you think that's so cute, and that's how we see a sheep. Now, I'm going to show you how a wolf sees a sheep. That's lamb chops. And we laugh, and you like the object lessons. I get your attention, just like junior church. But we see it this way, and they see it this way, and I promise you, that's the way a wolf sees it. In our passage of Scripture that we're going to use tonight, our Lord is sending out His 12 apostles, and He reminds them that they won't be real popular. And the Lord's reminding the apostles that they're going to have enemies. He said in Matthew 10:17, "But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues." Now understand, the synagogues, that's where the religious people are. So folks, don't be shocked that religious people don't treat sheep like this sometimes. And that's what Jesus warned them of. And not everybody that talks about Jesus or that's quote-unquote religious are right with God or anywhere close to being right with God. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 18, it says, "And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." Now, it's basically a reference to political powers. I hope you all do realize there are political powers out there that would like to silence the New Testament church. I mean, if you look at the left in our country, they would like to do away with what we believe. They would like to do away with it. In Matthew 10:21, and remember, this is Jesus. He's sending His disciples out. He started by saying, "You're a sheep, but I'm sending you out. I don't want you to be shocked. There are wolves out there." So in Matthew 10:21, it says this, "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death." Let me explain that to you. Brothers who are wolves will hate brothers who are sheep unto death. Fathers who are wolves will attack their children who are sheep unto death. Children who are wolves will rise up against their parents who are sheep unto death. In Matthew 10:22, it says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." Sheep will be hated by wolves. Remember, this is not what a wolf sees. This is what a wolf sees. This is what we are. I understand why Jesus wanted to put the warning out. He loves His people. He loves the sheep. He said, "I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." He said in Matthew 10:23, as we read on in this little passage that we used as the opening text, He said, "But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another." Here He's talking about there's going to be persecution. Now, I'm far from happy about this, but it is a reality. You know, there are people in this room right now whose families are angry at them because of their commitment to Jesus. That's sad, but it's true. There are parents that are persecuted by their children because the parents love the Lord. There are children who are persecuted by their parents because the children love the Lord. God said it was going to happen. So listen, folks, if somebody out there that doesn't love the Lord is ever hard on you, don't be shocked. It's taught in the Scripture. It's made very clear in the Scripture that we would not be received with joy and gladness in this world. Now, you say, who's behind it? Well, the ultimate wolf is behind it all, and that's Satan. That's the devil. But if you'll listen to me for a few minutes, I want to make a few applications that are very, very practical with the sermon called Sheep in the Midst of Wolves. First of all, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. Jesus was. In John 1:29, the Bible says this, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." We see Jesus as the Lamb. Satan wants to have Him for breakfast. And Jesus was hated by the wolves. Jesus, the Lamb, was rejected by His own nation that were acting like wolves. Jesus, the Lamb, was rejected by His own synagogue filled with wolves. Jesus the Lamb was rejected by His own people, the wolves. The wolves tried to kill Him at His birth. The wolves constantly persecuted and challenged His words. The wolves lied about Him. The wolves misinterpreted His preaching and teaching. The wolves had Him falsely arrested. The wolves believed false. They set up false witnesses and lied about Him. The wolves had Him crucified. The wolves put soldiers outside His tomb because they didn't want Him to get up out of the grave. Now, no wolf could keep Jesus down. That's one powerful lamb. But you do understand, they were out to get Him. The devil was out after blood and meat. Thank God the blood was the blood of God, and it did its work, but that's what they were out. The wolves hunted Him down. You understand? They hunted Him down. They set up a false trial. They set up false witnesses. They wanted the Lamb. The wolves of history are to this very day still trying to persecute that Christ and do away with Him. So, my first point is, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. And so you know, He still is today. He still is today. Number two, as His sheep, we can expect the same treatment from the wolves. We're His sheep. We are the sheep of His pasture. We are His sheep. And so don't be shocked, Christian, if the wolves don't treat you the same way they treated the ultimate sheep, the ultimate lamb, the Lamb of God. In John 15:8, it says this, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated Me before it hated you." That's Jesus. Jesus said, "I'm the Lamb of God, and you think the world hates you. It hated Me before it hates you," but He made it very clear, the world will hate you. We, you and I, Christians, we're to love everybody. But I got to tell you, everybody won't love you. And the devil sees you like this. We all like the fluffy sheep look. That's a cute and bouncy and soft and cuddly. And the devil says, let's season it, grill it, cook it. Woo! That's the way the devil does it. Folks, you shouldn't want the wolves who hated Jesus to like you. Christianity today wants the wolves that hated Jesus to like them. Don't tell me you expect the wolves who lied about Jesus to tell the truth about you. Do you mean to tell me that you allow the wolves to spit in His face, but you expect they're going to kiss you on the cheek? Do you mean to tell me that you want the wolves who cursed Him to praise you? Do you mean to tell me that you are popular among the wolves with whom Jesus was unpopular? Are you friends with the wolves who've seen Jesus like this? We shouldn't be friends with the wolves. I think we ought to be kind to everybody. I think we ought to love everybody. But I'm going to tell you something. Sheep and wolves don't go together. Don't expect the wolves who treated Him wrong to treat you right. The wolves of today are as vicious as the wolves of Jesus' day. If Brother Earl could put us all on an airplane and take us up to Alaska where the wolves run wild, I'll promise you the people that live there would say the wolves today would attack you just like the wolves of 100 years ago. They see meat when they see you today, just like they seen meat when they seen the people of 1,000 years ago. Folks, the wolves have not changed. They're still the same. Wolves still eat lamb chops. Wolves still hunt sheep. And Jesus said, He didn't say, well, don't worry, folks. It's going to get better and better. Any of you that know the Scripture, nowhere did He say, don't worry, it's going to get better and better for you Christians. I think He told us the exact opposite, didn't He?
So if they were out to have a lamb chop back then, they're out to have multiple lamb chops today. If they were out to eat back then, their appetite has multiplied and expanded exceedingly, because things, according to the Bible, are waxing worse and worse. So, Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by wolves. And secondly, as his sheep, we can expect the same treatment from the wolves. Thirdly, sheep are not popular among wolves. They're just not popular among wolves. In Matthew 10:22, it says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake." See, Jesus said that you will be treated like a sheep in the midst of wolves. Have you ever heard a wolf invite a sheep out to eat? Now, they might invite them out to be the meal. Wolves and sheep don't run around, go out and eat together. Somebody's going to get hurt, right? You might want to think about that when you're with your wolf friends. You may end up being the meal. Abel the sheep was not popular with Cain the wolf. Moses the sheep was not popular with Pharaoh the wolf. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the sheep were not popular with the wolves that were running the burning fiery furnace, right? Jesus the Lamb was not popular with Satan the wolf. And Joseph was put in prison, the sheep named Joseph, by Potiphar's wife and Potiphar the wolf. John the Baptist was a sheep. You understand what they did? They took him to the butchers. They whacked his head off. You see, John the Baptist, the sheep, was not popular with Herod the wolf. And David the sheep was not popular with Goliath the wolf. Noah, the sheep, was not popular with the wicked wolves of his day. Joshua, the sheep, was not popular with the wolves of Jericho. And Mordecai, the sheep, was not popular with Haman, the wolf. And Paul, the sheep, was not popular with Felix, the wolf. And Daniel, the sheep, was not popular with the wolves' cousins, the lions. You ever seen a wolf and a sheep playing tag in the field? You say, I did. It wasn't tag they were playing. And if it was, the wolf always wins. Tag, you're out. Not you're it. You're out. That passage of Scripture just enamored me when I got to looking at what Jesus meant when he said, I'm sending you forth as sheep to the wolves. And my original thought was, oh, that's so nice. That's so cuddly. We get to be sheep. And then I got to realizing, this is not how the wolf sees me. This is how the wolf sees me. It's how the wolf sees you. That's the way it is. That's the way God. It's the way the Bible teaches it. So number one, Jesus is the Lamb of God. He was hated by the wolves. His sheep will might as well expect the same treatment. And sheep are not popular among the wolves. Now I'm going to tell you something, and you need to hear this out. If you're a sheep, and you know you feel no attack from the wolves, there's probably something wrong. There are wolves everywhere. I'm not saying go start a fight with a wolf. I don't think that's a good idea. But I will tell you this. As long as you're going through this life as a sheep, there will be wolves. You won't get out of this thing without some attack and without some hurt. You know, Jesus sends, he said, I send the sheep into the wolves. Actually, Jesus was telling these disciples, I'm going to send you out. And as I send you out to do what you need to do, you're going to face some wolves. Here's what I think. I think a major part of this teaching is about reaching people. He was sending them out two by two. Does anybody know what to do? Go preach and witness. We are a soul-winning church. We're not just for people being saved. We're a soul-winning church. I believe there are people under the sound of my voice today, sheep that went soul winning yesterday and probably faced a little tension with some wolf. And you say, well, I never faced tension with wolves. That's too bad. Jesus said everybody was going to face some tension with the wolves. How do you hide your Christianity to the point where no wolf can sniff you out. You got to really be hiding that light under a bushel. Bus workers, hate to tell you, you're going to face some wolves every once in a while. You're going to go knock on some door and somebody's going to tear into you and tell you everything that's wrong with you. God said, well, I'll consider it an honor that I've gotten to stand for the cause of Jesus Christ. Hey, you get out there knocking on doors. You get out there passing out tracts. You get out there with the Saturday soul winning ministry or the Thursday night soul winning ministry. You go out with teen soul winning. And I'll just promise you, you're going to come across some wolves. Now, we're not a church that just sits still. We go out into the highways and the hedges where the wolves are, and we compel them to come in. Why? So that our Father's house might be full. I will promise you, an aggressively natured New Testament soul-winning church will have some wolves on our trail. We'll have wolves on our trail. Hey, when you go to witness to some of your family members, some of them are going to act like wolves towards you. Well, I've had family members through the years when I try to present the gospel, I mean, I had them get irate, angry. Now, folks, you can't hide from the responsibility of being a sheep. We're to let people know about Jesus Christ. We're to let people know about the church. Honestly, and I will say this again in a moment, but folks, I don't see how a sheep could go through this world full of wolves and never get chased, snapped at, teased, mocked, something. You say, well, they don't know I'm a sheep. That's your problem. That's your problem. You're to be a sheep. Listen, I think wolves hate sheep that live right. You say, why? Because if you live right, they're not. Your example up against them makes them look bad. They don't like it. Wolves who are unhappily married will try to hurt sheep who are happily married. Wolves who are not morally pure will try to hurt sheep who are morally pure. Wolves who are drunks will try to hurt sheep who are sober. Wolves who are hateful will try to hurt sheep who are loving. Wolves who don't attend church will try to hurt sheep who do attend church. Now, folks, listen. We are sheep. And we're to act like sheep, and we are to look like sheep. And whether you like it, you're going to smell like a sheep, and you're going to go to, hey, sheep go to different places that wolves go. Matter of fact, so you all know, if the sheep are traveling through a field and there's a wolf over there, they don't go to where the wolf is. Now, we would witness to the wolf, but other than that, we don't go over there and mess around. We don't go over there and play. We don't leisurely go over to where the wolves are and say, let's all just hang around here. And no, we won't do everything we're doing, but we're going to go to the same party that they're at. You say, that'd be stupid. Right. Because you'll end up being somebody's lunch. Oh, you know what? I think this might be true. Wolves don't mind sheep who live and act like wolves. Wolves love sheep who want to be like wolves. Wolves hate sheep that are sheep. Are you a sheep who tries to blend in with the wolves? You want to look like them, dress like them, act like them, talk like them. Why? You want to blend in. There's not to be a blending. We're to come out from them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We're different. You say, but preacher, if I take a stand and they see the difference, somebody's liable to get mad at me. Sorry. You're not taking a stand for me. You're taking a stand for Jesus Christ, the one who died for you. The ultimate sheep that was attacked by the ultimate wolf on your behalf. And if he would go to Calvary as a Lamb of God to die for you, what's wrong with you living for him? Now, you wouldn't want to offend a wolf by acting like a sheep, would you? So you go ahead and listen to their dirty jokes. Hey, Christian, as long as you'll listen to the dirty jokes, they're not going to chastise you. But when you say, I don't listen to that sort of thing, that's when they'll call you goody two-shoes. You say, well, I don't want to do that. You better take your stand. Whether you like it or not, you're a sheep. And you need to stop masquerading as a wolf. So they offer you a drink and you take one because you don't want to offend. No, you're a coward. We want to look like them. We want to dress like them. We want to go to their place of entertainment. Matter of fact, you could even, as a sheep, be critical of the other good sheep while you're hanging around a wolf that's being critical. Are you a sheep masquerading as a wolf on Facebook? You want people like you. You want lots of friends. I want lots of friends. So I'm a sheep, but I'll act like a wolf because it'll make people like me. People are supposed to like Jesus as a result of your example. I wouldn't be going to their parties. See, it's sad, but there are people that are listening to this sermon, whether it be in person or even on the internet. The people that you work with don't even know you're a born-again Christian. They don't even know where you go to church. They don't even know a thing about the way you believe. Matter of fact, you blend in so well, they think you're a wolf. And you hang around while they tear up some Christian at work. You just go along with it. Because you've got your sheep tail between your legs. I'm not saying let's go start a war with the wolves, but I am saying if you're a sheep, let it be known. If you're a born-again Christian, let it be known. And what a fantastic song to be presented right before this sermon. Matter of fact, if you all have it, I might let you sing it again here in a little while. They didn't ask me to sing with them. That's the only thing about it that makes it a little less than what it could be. Don't laugh at me, folks. It hurts me when you do that. So, Jesus was a sheep. He was hated by the wolves. As his sheep, we might as well expect that the same treatment that he received, we're going to receive. The sheep are not popular among the wolves. And if you're a sheep and you feel no attack from the wolves, how do you do that? How can you be this where there are wolves and they don't do or come after it? It's bound to happen. Folks, do your neighbors know that you're a born-again Christian? Or have you retracted and you're hiding? And people you work with don't know you're saved, and people that you live near don't know you're saved. Are you hiding the fact that you're a sheep? You won't get anywhere that way. And you know, the wolves will probably smell you out anyway. You say, well, Pastor, how are we to live? How are we going to live among the wolves? Let me tell you how. In John 10:14, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Jesus here says he's a good shepherd. Now, understand something. After church, you can all go to Earl's telephone, and he can show you four pictures of wolves. It might be a long time, and Earl and Lynn, you might not get home till midnight tonight, but he's got pictures of these great big wolves. Now, if you took a good long look at those wolves, wolves have powerful jaws. They have dangerous claws. They have fast legs. They have muscular bodies. They have keen senses. They run in packs. You say, how in the world are we as sheep going to survive among those vicious wolves? You've got one real big thing going for you. You have a shepherd. You have a shepherd. The ultimate shepherd is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the good shepherd. He's not just a shepherd. He's good at what he does. You say, has he ever lost a sheep? Never one. Never one. You see, he's the good shepherd. You know that he carries around a rod or a staff. I have back in my office, I've got a shepherd's staff. You say, what does he do with that? He's got this shepherd's staff, and when the wolf comes after the sheep, he can knock them in the head. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. With his help, you can survive the wolf. But here's the thing. Any of you ever seen what a shepherd's staff looks like? Okay. The one that I have in my office is about 6 foot long. Now, I'll teach you something, sheep. You're going to need to stay close enough to the shepherd that the shepherd can help keep you safe. You say, well, I've got a good shepherd. He's about 4 miles away from me right now. Well, when the wolf comes around and you're saying, I'm a part of the team. I've got me a good shepherd. The wolf says, yeah, but he's way out there and you're out here doing your own thing. And he says, pork? No, not pork. Lamb chops on the way. You see, the reason the wolf gets the best of you is because you're not close to the shepherd. That's a big deal. That's why you ought to read your Bible. That's why you ought to pray. That's why you ought to walk in the Spirit. That's why you need to be in church. You've got to keep yourself close to the shepherd because it's a shepherd's job to keep the wolves away from the sheep. I'm going to tell you this, not because I'm your pastor, but I'm going to tell you that the Bible teaches that a pastor is a under-shepherd. He's a shepherd of God's people. What's he do? He tries to help you be safe from the wolves. Good pastor preaches a sermon like I'm preaching tonight and warns you. And you know what? Every once in a while, a good pastor may get a little wound up and get a little loud and get a little aggressive and a little assertive and tell you, don't do this. Whatever you do, it'll destroy you. Hey, a pastor might preach a sermon like I preached this morning, where I knocked the stuffings out of the PA system for a little while, where it wouldn't work because I was beating on the pulpit so bad. But I was trying to warn people, watch out, you'll have remorse, you'll have regret, you'll be sorry someday. What is that? That's a shepherd taking the staff of the Word of God and trying to chase the wolf away from God's sheep. I don't understand. I don't understand pastors and leaders that are so passive about protecting their sheep. You've got to protect the sheep. Pastors are wolf fighters. Jesus is a wolf fighter. We're sheep protectors. Now, we all think, when we think about sheep, we think about the cuddly, furry, sweet little sheep. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. See, you guys should let me sing in the group. I've got it. And that's what we think about. But you must understand, when Jesus was warning those people about being sheep among wolves, he meant they'll try to eat you alive. They will take you out. Matter of fact, if the ultimate wolf can, he'll take you right to hell and have no remorse about it at all. I'll repeat what I said, not the whole thing. I'll repeat what I said. And we'll be on our way. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was hated by the wolves. Secondly, we as His sheep can expect the same treatment. Thirdly, sheep have never been popular among the wolves. Fourthly, if you're a sheep and you feel no attack, there's something wrong. Because a wolf is going to come after a sheep. Unless that sheep is masquerading and living like a wolf. Then, how can we be expected to survive as sheep among the wolves? We stay close to the shepherd, where protection is available. We were eating my gyro, you call it whatever you want, and I got to thinking, wolves love to eat lamb. They love to eat lamb. The wolves of this life, you might not even know what they're doing. There's probably some wolf stalking you right now. You better be careful and keep yourself close to the Good Shepherd. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to the Savior. If you're here tonight and you're saved, I would warn you to be careful. You can't spend a bunch of time with wolves as a sheep and get away with it. Remember, I'm not saying as a sheep you ought to start throwing rocks at all the wolves that you know. I am saying the wolves ought to know that you're a sheep. There's some of you, there's some separation in your life that needs to take place. I'm not saying you need to preach someone an hour sermon that tries to tell you a dirty joke, but I do think you need to retract yourself, and I think there are times when you need to say to someone, I don't do that. I don't go there. And if they ask why, you let them know, I'm a born-again Christian. You say, they're liable to get mad at me. Wolves get mad at sheep when sheep act like sheep. Who here tonight would say, preacher, God has given me something to think about. God has given me some scriptural insight, and I'm going to let it help me. And God spoke into my heart tonight. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? You may put your hand down. We're going to have an altar call if you need a moment at this altar. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need the altar, you come. Do you need to be careful? Have you gotten too close to the wolf? Do the people around you know that you're a sheep? And you don't go around tooting your own horn to try to show off, but you need to toot Jesus' horn. Some of you young people, it's time for you to let the people around you know that you're a born-again Christian. And some of you young people need to stop running with your wolf friends. Oh, there's some adults in here. You need to stop running with the wolves. You witness to a wolf. If you have to work with the wolves, okay, fine. But you don't have to eat lunch with them. You don't have to go out and party with them. Wolves eat sheep. Wolves hate sheep. Wolves hunt sheep. Wolves stalk sheep. Wolves will tear sheep apart. I wonder how many marriages I've seen destroyed because somebody played with a wolf when they were a sheep. And their marriage was made up of two sheep. They got to playing around a wolf, flirting with the wolf. I'd make sure all the people you're connected with on the internet and your social media, separation is necessary there too. Better make sure you're communicating with sheep, not wolves. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and scourge you in the synagogues. Religious people that are wolves will come after you about as fast as lost people will that are wolves. I was speaking to a missionary, and they had their family had found a wolf, and they had tried to raise that wolf, and they wanted to raise a wolf to be a pet. And they said, we thought that our wolf was human friendly and doing okay. Somehow, I forget exactly how the story went, but with their teenage boy, he had caught an animal, and the blood of that animal was on his hands, and he went to play with his wolf, and the wolf, with the scent of the blood, attacked that boy. And this is what the missionary told me. He said, once a wolf, gonna stay a wolf. And folks, if you're born a wolf, you either get born again, or you're a wolf. You're a wolf. You see, I got some pretty good wolf friends. A wolf's a wolf. A wolf's a wolf. Said, my wolf friends won't hurt me. You don't have to believe the Bible if you don't want to. There have been Bible rejectors all along. You say, well, a Bible rejector, I don't stand on the street corner and deny God. No, we just live like Bible rejectors. If one does not get born again, they're not a sheep. They're a wolf. So be careful. They mess up your life.